Praise 103.9, Philly's inspiration station. The home of the Yolanda Adams Morning Show. Niecy T with you. In for CeCe McGee, the afternoon angel. Shifting the atmosphere, he is a son of a powerful preacher man. He is a twin brother of a famous artist. He's a husband of a wonderful woman. He's a bass player. He's a singer. He has done background vocals for Jonathan Nelson and Purpose, lead vocals for Israel Houghton, background vocals for Donald Lawrence. He is the pastor of Bethlehem Temple Church. His name is none other than Jason Nelson.
What's up, Philadelphia?
At the order, you should say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, somebody. Oh, that's not the one. That's not the one. Lift your hands wherever you are. Lift your hands even now.
How are you, sir?
I'm well. Real well.
That is great. That is great. I have to tell the listening audience that this is no stranger to me. He and I, we're literally family.
Absolutely.
I mean, I knew Jason before he was born.
Absolutely.
And almost changed your diapers.
Right.
But Jason Nelson, as he's a powerful young man, a worship leader extraordinary, and we are so excited to have you here in the studio. Welcome to Philadelphia.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here again. So excited.
Now, you are a twin brother of Jonathan Nelson,
right.
And you have worked with him, and you watched him grow and evolve from your little brother to this great artist.
Mm-hmm.
What was in the back of your mind when all of this was happening?
Well, back then, I was just kind of good with being in the background and playing bass and, you know, letting it be whatever it is and keeping it moving from there. I was, you know, I didn't have any real desire to be in the forefront back then. I was just okay with him calling me out to sing a song or two, and then I go on back and do my little part, and he can handle all the hoopla and all the people. And, you know, I was very much still living in the world of the introvert. So I was good with it.
Wow. It's like David,
yeah,
the backside
absolutely.
Of the mountain,
absolutely.
Just doing his assignment.
Absolutely.
And until God has his time to bring you to the forefront.
Right, right.
So how did it all begin? I mean, how did shifting the atmosphere come about from being the bass player? What steps took place? What happened? How did you get here, Jason? Because people think it happens overnight, and we know it does not.
No, by no means.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
By no means does it happen overnight. This whole record is a 2-year process.
Okay. Now, let everybody know this is not your first one.
Oh, definitely not my first record. I recorded I Shall Live in 05, and by the grace of God, worked with that record, hallelujah, for 6 years, almost 7 years off that one record. Which is a blessing in this day and age when turnover happens so quickly. But I recorded back in 05, and I was, you know, I was good being an independent artist and kind of working what I had to work back then. And you know, I was traveling. I still traveled across the country and things like that. And then when I started pastoring, I kind of decided to back off of the artist piece for a while. And in the midst of all of that, God started giving me songs again and started writing again, and so I started praying, and I was kind of like, I don't know if I want to record. I think I'm kind of okay, and got a word from the Lord that when you record again, make sure you think atmosphere. So that became the crux of everything that I was doing from 09, because God gave me that word in 09. And so I was like, okay, I had no idea I was going to record in 2010. It wasn't even in my thought process. And the more I started praying and really seeking God, it was like, okay, it's time. And the song started coming. So I was like, okay, well, maybe it is time. And that's when God hooked me up with my producer, Dana Saray.
Who's my son?
Yeah, he's in the studio with us today. He's being quiet, but hook me up with him. And as I was thinking atmosphere and all of that, I was on a train on my way to New York, and these lyrics started coming. I had no melody whatsoever. It was just these words that just started to pour out of me. I worship, I praise, is shifting the atmosphere till the heavens are open, for breakthrough and healing, shifting the atmosphere, you know. So it kind of just it got in my bones. And then Dana started playing this melody. No, 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 no. And I was like, what is that? We were having one of our writing sessions. I said, what is that? I said, I don't know. It's just something I hear.
My God.
And literally, I said, I got the perfect words for it. I had no melody or anything until I heard him playing on the piano. And literally, it came together in about 3 minutes. Wow. The song was done. Wow. But God had given me that piece, given Dana his piece. And when we put it together, is what we have today.
Wow. We're talking to Jason Nelson, the artist of Shifting the Atmosphere, and he'll be at Sounds of Market today at 5 o'clock. Now, you're pastoring now. How is it? Now, did you ever ask God, why did you wait till now to cause me to be an artist that will put me on the road? That God works in mysterious ways.
He does.
Doesn't his timing is so spectacular.
It is spectacular, and it can be confusing
it's
at times too.
Very.
You know, it's happening at a time where the church is really growing now, and the fruit of the labor of ministry is starting to really be produced. So it's like, okay, the church is growing, but now I'm on the road and traveling, and I mean traveling a lot now. And, you know, I don't think I've ever asked God why now, but, you know, I definitely was a little bit taken aback when things started to progress in such a quick way. You know, because when we started talking about maybe the record coming out this year, I was like, okay. You know, so I told my leaders in the church, I'm like, there's going to be some time we can have some... a couple of Sundays where I'll be gone here and there. I had no idea that the record was going to be as big as it is, and no idea that it was going to really impact people the way it's impacting people. I thought it was going to take a while to kind of grow.
Yeah.
I had no idea we were going to go into the week of the release with a top 10 record, and you know, our phone rings off the hook.
Amazing.
I mean, and I bless God for it.
Amen.
I just had no idea it was going to be this. So now I'm telling the church, okay, I won't be back for 2 Sundays. pray for me.
Right. Jason Nelson, I saw you on TBN. I saw a YouTube clip of it. Mm-hmm. Dominion, and I love this song. I want to play it now. Can you kind of like tell us a little bit about it? Not now, because my intro is about to go out. But I love this song. Dominion on Praise 103.9 Real Radio.
Somebody needs a decree.
Sing with you. His name is Jason Nelson on Praise 103.9 Philly's Inspiration Station, the home of the Yolanda Adams Morning Show. That song was called Dominion off of his new project, which is scheduled to hit the stores on Tuesday, the 22nd, Shifting the Atmosphere. We're going to talk more to Jason following these messages. Stay close. Don't go nowhere.
Praise 103.9.
Hezekiah Walker on Freak.
Praise 103.9, Philly's Inspiration Station, the home of the Yolanda Adams Morning Show. Niecy T with you. We're so excited. We have the man in the house, Jason Nelson, here visiting in the Philadelphia area. And he will be leaving here to go down to Sounds of Market. You don't want to miss out seeing him there. He'll be there at 5 p.m. So
yeah.
Check it out. Don't leave him there hanging. Get your pictures taken. Pre-order your new album, Shifting the Atmosphere. It is so awesome. And it'll be out in stores on May 22nd. Now, let me ask you this. You have a voice like Donnie McClurkin, and you have a voice like Fred Hammond. Do you ever get that? You know,
I get it all the time.
Hold a little longer.
All
Oh, so how do you handle that? And is that, does that make you feel better? Or what's your response to that?
Mm-hmm. I really take it as absolutely, a compliment. Absolutely. These are people who have impacted millions and millions
yes.
of people.
Yes.
Not just across the country, but worldwide. So to be compared to people like that, to me, is an honor. It's never offensive to me.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Another question. How important is it to have an anointed producer?
Oh, God. They are the ones that connect the vision of the artist to reality. You know, because when an artist comes and says, well, I have all of this music and I want to get it out. And the artist has, you have songs, but songs are not produced until you meet somebody who can take the embryo of your thoughts and bring it and make it a baby that is actually born and on the earth. And I think that's what an anointed producer does. They know how to tap into your heart. They don't try to put them in it. They try to bring out the best of you. And God connected me to an anointed producer. We had been working together for years. And then, you know, there was kind of this little lull period. And then when I started doing this record, God spoke to me specifically and said, Dana should do this record.
Wow.
So I didn't ask anybody else. I didn't go to the people who I was connected to at that time. I called Dana up and said, I got to record live. Are you willing to do it? He was like, let's go.
Wow.
And this music really is the product of some of the songs that God had given me, some songs God had given Dana, and our heart, you know, for God and our love for God is really expressed in this music, and I'm extremely proud of it.
Wow. Dana Saray, we, you know, salute you as well, and one day we're going to have you in just to interview you, because you know you got you have a lot under your belt. You work with a lot of great men. Marvin Sapp, he is a powerful young man. And listen, it's all about you, Jason Nelson. We are so proud of you. I mean, I cannot express how proud we are of you. And we want everyone to make sure you go down. And who are your mentors? Right quick.
My mentors, Donald Lawrence, Eric Dawkins, are two of the biggest influences that I have in my life as it relates to vocals. But the people who have influenced me, who I've never met, or rather who have never really worked with me like that, like Kim Burrell, Fred Hammond, even Donny Hathaway a little bit, love his interpretation of music.
Wow. Jason Nelson, Shifting the Atmosphere is in stores on the 22nd of May. Please.
Tuesday.
This Tuesday.
I said, lean over, tell your neighbor, and at midnight.
And at midnight?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And at midnight, somebody gonna shift the atmosphere.
Woo! Don't start. Oh, we jumping in here. We're gonna leave you out of here. We're gonna leave you out of here. I said it on the song I Survive. Everybody, thank you all for the calls. I'd like to thank Tiffany for reaching out. Tiffany and Buttercup. I'd like to thank Mina.
Mina, love you, girl.
And Desi Call. Thank y'all so much. And here it is, I Survive. Love you, Jason.
Love you too.
Tell your neighbor one more time, we're getting out of here.